right. Yeah, that is Ray Barreto to start out tonight's show. And this is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken. We got an hour of great jazz music ahead of you. In fact, we got Latin jazz music coming up. And we got some special guests in the studio. You'll be hearing from them later. And we got some tickets to give away. So keep it tuned right here to WHUS. And I'm sure you're going to like tonight's show. As I mentioned, that was Ray Barreto. Name of that track is Mags. And that also features Joe Magnarelli on trumpet, Myron Walden on alto sax, Robert Rodriguez on piano, Sean Conley on bass, Vince Cherico on drums, and Bobby Sanabria on percussion. Great track. Ray Barreto, conga player. And I hope you enjoyed that. We're going to get on with some more music. Then I'll be right back at you. Here we're going to get on with some Jerry Gonzalez and the Fort Apache Band.
We'll be right back. Guajira. Vacila mi Guajira. Guajira. Vacila mi Guajira.
A comer, a comer.
Yeah, all right, man. Willie Bobo from the album Unos, Dos, Tres. And we heard the track called Spanish Grease. Before that, we heard from Jerry Gonzalez in the Fort Apache Band. And that's from the album Calle 54. That's a compilation of really some great, great Latin artists. It was a movie, a DVD. Definitely introduced a lot of people to Latin jazz. So I definitely recommend checking out Calle 54. You know, get that at Blockbuster or Netflix or wherever you like to get that stuff. And we heard the track called Earth Dance. And as I said, Jerry Gonzalez and the Fort Apache Band. Now, we're doing a special Latin jazz show today. And a little later coming up, we're going to have some special guests. We're going to be talking about a concert coming up as part of the Pork Pie Jazz Festival with David Gonzalez and the Latin Jazz Experience. And we have David in the studio. He'll be with us in a little bit. We got some tickets to give away, CDs to give away, so make sure you keep it tuned right here. That'll be coming up in a few minutes. But right now, we're going to hear some more music. Oh, yeah, it was sweet. Very nice, very nice. That is Dreams, the title track from a new yet-to-be-released album by David Gonzalez and the Latin Jazz Experience. Dreams is the name of the album and that track as well. Very nice. And we are very happy to have David Gonzalez here at the station with us. So thanks, Dave. Thanks for coming on, man. Thanks.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Yeah, that was wonderful. I didn't know you did so much with the electronics and all that. Very interesting track. And Dave's going to be performing here Friday. Isn't that right? Friday.
This coming Friday.
Yeah, that would be December 11th at the Charter Oak Cultural Center here in Hartford. And in a few minutes, before we go back on the air with some more music, we're going to give away some tickets. So definitely stay here tuned to WHUS. And we got some CD giveaways as well. And so let's see, you're going to be here Friday. Tell me something about the Latin Jazz Experience and the cats you got playing with you.
Well, first of all, I just want to say to all the listeners, blessings to each and every one of you and all those who are capturing the sound waves of this wonderful station. Dreams has been just that, a dream for many, many years in the planning and the making.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that I met up with a bunch of guys who not only loved the music, but followed the vision and the dream. And we got together and were able to come up with a compilation of songs and actually put the package together.
So are they mostly your own compositions?
The majority of them are, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And the group that we're listening to, that we're going to hear some more from, same cats that are going to be performing on Friday?
The exact same guys, for the exception of one person who's okay. In school and can't make it.
Okay.
But we've got a great lineup, and the person who's actually going to be replacing him is an enthusiast, if you will, trumpet player, Mr. Ray Gonzalez, who will be with us.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. And we were talking before. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about the lineup that night on alto sax?
Oh, yeah. On alto sax, we're going to have none other than Mr. Lummy Spann. And also, we're going to have on bass Mr. Benny Velasquez, who will be with us. And on percussion is Bobby Torres, great percussionist. And Miguelito Rios is also a bongocero, light percussionist, who's going to be with us. Ahmed Gonzalez. Just released a new CD. He's on flute. He's up from the Amherst area.
Huh.
He'll be with us. And this week we have a fabulous drummer, and I encourage all of those who love to pick up the sticks and come on out and check out Abby Robles, which will be playing drums with us this coming up week.
So let's see. What is sextet? Septet? How many guys you got on stage?
Eight guys.
Octet. Oh, man. It's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great show, so definitely we're going to stick around. Dave's going to stick around. We're going to talk a little more. I want to play some more music, and we're going to get into Latin jazz from many different artists, and David Gonzalez and our friend Andres Chaparro is here, too. We're going to talk a little bit more as well, so you're in store for a great show, but we might as well do a ticket giveaway and also a CD giveaway. Let's start with one caller, the first caller here at the station to get tickets for David Gonzalez and the Latin Jazz Experience. And you can get a CD as well. So let's hear some more. We're going to hear the track Obsession, right?
Obsession.
Obsession. Okay, we'll hear more about the track in a second, but let's listen to the music.
Thank you.
was smoking, man, smoking. And great chops on the piano as well. Sounds really good, Dave.
Thank you.
Yeah, we have Dave Gonzalez here from the Latin Jazz Experience. David Gonzalez and the Latin Jazz Experience. And he's with us here. We're checking out the new album, yet to be released, but will soon be available on iTunes, CD Baby, probably Amazon too, right?
Everywhere you can buy CDs,
okay.
It'll be there.
Okay. It's funny, man, buy CDs, but it's mostly downloads these days, huh? Yeah, that's the way things are.
Yeah.
David Gonzalez is going to be at the Charter Oak Cultural Center on Friday, December 11th. Here in Hartford, Connecticut, and pleased to have David here with us. Dave, tell me, what were your big influences, not only for Latin jazz, but just your musical influences? What first got you started listening to music? Where was that?
I started playing as a youngster at a church,
Yeah.
I got all my basic training, if you will, from the church. All of my inspirations come from the church. Everything that I do, that I know, came from the church, so I'm very spiritually involved in my music and everything that I do.
Right, right. And so then what led you into jazz music in particular?
Well, listening to a lot of the Latin music as a whole, and one of the things that where I was raised.
Well, let's stop you. So, okay, you said you first started listening to music in church. Where was that?
Oh, in Hartford. Yeah,
So you grew up in Hartford.
I grew up in Hartford. Okay. Went to high school. We were high school in Hartford.
Okay.
So actually, that was when my first integration from listening to straight ahead, if you will, Latin music.
Yeah.
And trios and cuartetos. And then going into the high school, which listened to a lot of the jazz and R&B influence type music. And when I started mixing these two, actually being in three of the high school bands in 3 years, kind of made me go that particular route. And I said, well, why can't I just play this type of R&B influence jazzy music in with the Latin rhythms? And kind of got carried away with that. And
all right.
So today, this is what I do.
Yeah, yeah. And who have been your major musical influences that you think have really affected your music?
I go back from Noro Morales, Tito Rodriguez, Mario Bauza, people of that caliber, as well as one of my all-time favorite, Oscar Peterson.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, Mr. Blue himself, Mr. Coltrane.
Yeah, yeah.
And listening to guys like that Charlie Parker, that just listening to their playing just kind of messed me all up. And I said,
When did you first hear people like Charlie Parker and Oscar Peterson?
Well, actually, as a kid growing up, I watched a lot of television Sunday nights. They used to have Ed Sullivan Show. Come. Ella Fitzgerald would play and have Nat King Cole come once in the Blue Moon. And and I would listen to it, and I noticed that the music was slightly different. I said, wow, but I like this.
Interesting, yeah. I was talking to you once before. You said Dizzy Gillespie was a major influence.
Oh, Dizzy. I once got an opportunity to play with the band and opened up for Dizzy. And
really?
What an individual he was, I tell you. Still lives in my heart.
Yeah, it seems a lot of the Latin jazz players, Diz is like the first one that comes to mind. I know Ignacio Baroa said that as well. Dizzy was a major influence in a lot of Latin jazz artists.
Well, we call him Mr. Dare because he was the person who dared to do the unthinkable.
So
out of that, grew a lot and came out of that. So.
Yeah. All right, we're going to hear another track now off the album. Which is the track we're going to cue up next?
Track number two, BRB. Yeah. You heard a little of the more contemporary Latin side of the music, and now I'm going to switch it over to the sort of a R&B-ish. So you'll hear some R&B stuff, but you'll also still feel the Latin on the bottom.
All right, cool.
So,
all right.
Never leaves me.
All right. Now, we got another pair of tickets to give away. So if you're interested in attending the show, and you got to be interested in attending the show, man, because it's going to be a killer show on Friday at the Cultural Center in Hartford, Charter Oak Cultural Center in Hartford, It's on Charter Oak Avenue, isn't it?
That is correct.
Yeah, yeah. No, kind of near Hartford Hospital, I think, right?
Yeah.
If you're interested in attending that, and get a free CD to boot. These CDs are not yet available online, but you can get a pre-release version if you give us a call, as well as two tickets. And let's listen to BRB from David Gonzalez and the Latin Jazz Experience.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, that was sweet. I like that, man. That was Things Change. It's David Gonzalez and the Latin Jazz Experience. And David's with us. Again, Dave, thanks for coming on. It was great, great hearing your insight on your music.
It's been a pleasure being here.
Yeah, it's going to be a hot concert. Once again, December 11th at 8 p.m. at the Charter Oak Cultural Center in Hartford, Connecticut. That's on Charter Oak Avenue in Hartford, Connecticut. And we've got a couple more tickets to give away. I'll give that number before we go back to the music. Before I do that, though, I also want to talk with Andres. Andres Chapado is here. And Andres is responsible. Yeah, I'd say he's responsible for putting on the entire Pork Pie Hat Jazz series. And it was a great series, Andres. Yeah, I got to thank you for doing this, man.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for supporting it.
Yeah, all the listeners of the show definitely kind of followed along with the series. We gave away a lot of tickets, thanks to you. And really, really, I think a very successful season. What is your impression of the season? So,
well, you know, I mean, I'm very proud of the series. And I think that, you know, having a lineup like the one we had,
yeah,
really in one series hasn't been seen in Hartford in a very long time. So, you know, we were both fortunate and blessed to, you know, to present it and for the audience, the fans, to appreciate it and come out and check out some world-class music.
Yeah. There were 9 concerts in all. That's probably the most ambitious thing you've tried up to date. You haven't done that many concerts in one season before, have you?
No, by far, no. Nah, nah.
So that was good. And then we're going to end up the final encore performance of this season, David Gonzalez and the Latin Jazz Experience.
It's a great CD. I you know, encourage everyone to support it, go out, get it, pick it up. It's going to be made available next Friday, and it's a hot CD.
Yeah, okay. And I'll have links from my website to do that. You get a link, click on that, takes you to iTunes, order it. By the way, let me mention my website. It's www.jazzandbeyond.com. There you can subscribe to the podcast. You can hook up to my social networking links, Facebook and Twitter and MySpace and YouTube, the whole bit. So make sure you check out jazzandbeyond.com. Thanks, both of you. Thanks, Andres. Thanks, David, for coming on the show.
Thank you, Ken.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Dave, you want to mention yours? You might as well mention your website also.
Yeah, you can also... I'm out for the hire, you know, getting work with anyone. But you can also get onto my website, which is www.goyapiano.com. There you can find events. You can find a folio of pictures and so on. You can actually pick up the CD and contact information from Beatnik Entertainment, which would be heading up my endeavors.
They'll be doing your bookings and all
exactly.
That. So definitely if you want to book David Gonzalez and the Latin Jazz Experience for an event, definitely the information's there, Beatnik Entertainment, and www.goyapiano.com. So check that out. That'll do it for today's show. Stay tuned. Sports coming up next. UConn football here on WHUS. We're going to close it up with the Curtis Brothers and from their new album, Blood, Spirit, Land, Water, Freedom. And we're going to hear the track Bouncing with Bud. Thank you.
Thank you.